So here's a little Washington, D.C. wisdom. In politics, you've got to be ready for anything, right? And check this out. While the Supreme Court deliberates, the political machine on Capitol Hill cranks out this.
Well, the Supreme Court has done what none of us really thought could happen. They've ruled Obamacare constitutional. Well, we've had our brief moment of celebration because the Supreme Court ruled that Obamacare is, in fact, unconstitutional. The United States Supreme Court has done what none of us expected. They found an answer to the health care issue, which basically led them to no decision at all. We're just going to have to wait a while longer.
Oh, don't you love that? That's Richard Murdoch, the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate from Indiana, in spots anticipating any conceivable outcome from the Supreme Court decision. Four pre-taped messages in all that were prepared for all the potential outcomes from the Supreme Court decision on the Affordable Care Act, and all of that mistakenly posted online. Of course, we're extraordinarily grateful for all of that. Regarding the Supreme Court and the D.C. machine, I suspect it's gentlemen and ladies, start your engines. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, they're ready to go on the Supreme Court decision, even though they haven't made it yet, right?
Now, that gaffe from Richard Murdoch, John, in Indiana. Don't blame Capitol Hill. That came out of Indiana from his campaign, that gaffe of posting all those different scenarios online. I want to give credit to Evan McMorris-Santoro, by the way, of Talking Points Memo, my colleague, who was the one fast enough to pull all those down.
Blame Capitol Hill, right? Yeah, hello. Keep going.
Well, they pulled him down before the Murdoch campaign could. But we used it for a reason. Everybody all over town is doing what the Murdoch campaign was doing. Nonprofits, lobbying groups, politicians. I talked to a couple of different people at a couple of different lobbying shops and nonprofits who all have press releases for different Supreme Court scenarios pre-written. They'll hit send on either Monday or Thursday when orders are issued, when they know exactly what's going on. They're doing the same thing on Capitol Hill, too.
You know, this is one of the rare occasions where K Street is way out ahead of the lawmakers themselves. Here's John Boehner.
And unless the court throws out the entire law, the House will vote to repeal whatever is left of Obamacare. And then we need to enact common sense, step-by-step reforms that protect jobs and protect Americans' access to the care they need.
You know, John Boehner is reminding us there that the Supreme Court decision, whatever it is a step in a longstanding Republican agenda since 2010 to repeal Obamacare.
And Republicans have made a calculation in recent days and weeks, John, about what to do if only part of the Affordable Care Act is struck down. Namely, the individual mandate. That's the part. If the Supreme Court strikes down part of this, that's the part we think could go and leave the rest of the law standing. Remember, the mandate is the thing that says if you don't have health insurance,
you have to buy it.
We can give you money to help you buy it, but you have to buy it. That's the part that's controversial, potentially unconstitutional. Now, Republicans have been debating amongst themselves what to do if that goes, but other things stay, because what else is staying? A lot of things that people like. Pre-existing conditions. They can't kick you off your insurance anymore. Kids get to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. Closing of the gaping hole in the Medicare prescription drug benefit, known as the donut hole, that forces seniors to pay more. The Affordable Care Act closes that.
And we even talked about a $1.1 billion rebate program that actually rebates insurance premium payers for excessive costs associated with a formula in the Affordable Care Act that actually has already gone into effect. And if they strike that down, it's basically a $1 billion gift to the insurance industry. And all of that is going to make its way into the political campaign. I guess the question really is, what are Democrats going to do here? Here's Nancy Pelosi.
Let's hope and pray that the court will love the Constitution more than it loves broccoli, and that we will have a decision that is based on the merits and the Constitution of the United States.
Now, it sounds to me like Nancy Pelosi there is a little bit on the sidelines with her hope and pray line there.
Well, the broccoli reference is a reference to the court itself when they were sort of referring to the individual mandate kind of as broccoli. Can the government, broccoli's good for you, could the government force you to have broccoli? So she's kind of playing off of that there, just to give you a little bit of context. Democrats have been loath to discuss their plans. They keep saying that they're going to win. All that they will really discuss is that they want to, if the court should strike down part of the law or strike down all of it, they intend to come back at Republicans in public and say, we are the ones who have tried to give people better insurance. We are the ones who've tried to crack down on the insurance companies. We are the one who came ones who came up with a plan that extends health insurance to 30 million people. Now, the court didn't like it, they may say. Republicans, what is your plan? None of the plans that you have put forward insure more than 4 or 5 million people. Now, Republicans, on the other hand, John, they've been having this debate about repealing the entire thing. And it comes with some political risks as well, because all those goodies that I talked about are the things that people like, and Republicans run the risk. John Boehner said, we will repeal it all no matter what. Whatever's left standing, we will wipe it clean and start anew. There's a risk there because those are the things that people like, and they could be seen taking those away.
I wonder if there is a risk, because in many ways this is being played by the Republicans as a huge sort of we told you so kind of thing. Here's Senator Jim DeMint, a Republican from South Carolina.
The whole thing has to be repealed. We don't want to end up with national health care. It's not going to work. Employers are already dropping their plans. States are going to be bankrupted. We're going to have more and more governors join us for total repeal. So regardless of what the courts do, the Republicans need to insist that this bill be repealed.
What's the sentiment there in Washington? I mean, this is the closest the court has come to a political, you know, a sort of political contest since Bush v. Gore. Is there any sense that the court is a little terrified of whatever scenario comes from their decision?
There is no sense that the court is terrified. There is a great deal of nervousness in the political classes and the political offices of Capitol Hill. It's a monumental decision that is – there is setting off, John, an atom bomb in the middle of the campaign. Democrats – have been wary of their messaging, largely, I will say, for a good reason. They expect the response, the main response, the messaging response, the strategic response of whatever the decision can be. It has to come from Barack Obama. It has to come from the White House. He is the leader, and this is his bill, his policy. He's the one running for president. It's not going to come from them. Republicans, on the other hand, they largely agree. I've had Republican aides tell me that they don't want to really get Capitol Hill tied up in the response too much. They want the president to own it. They want to see the president, how he's going to respond. And another interesting thing, John, yesterday, Republican leadership, John Boehner's office, sending a memo to his members on Capitol Hill. If the Supreme Court strikes down this law or part of it, quote, there will be no spiking of the football, no gloating. That's what he told his members, no gloating.
The takeaway there is the president ready for whatever the decision is here? That's great. Takeaway, Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You bet.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.